Indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but of many. There are many members, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. If one member of the body of Christ suffers, all suffer together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. The body of Christ is wounded. The body of Christ, made up of beloved children of God, created in God's own image, is wounded. It has been wounded by systems of oppression, systemic sin all around us. Wounded by things like white supremacy, the cis-hetero patriarchy, corporate greed. Examples of these wounds are all around us. The body of Christ is wounded when a young black man is shot and bleeding in the street. The body of Christ is wounded when a person in prison contracts COVID. The body of Christ is wounded when any of us are alone and anxious and suffering, dealing with mental health crises or substance abuse. Many of us have wounds. And so often, we try to hide our wounds. We're ashamed. Sometimes we try to hide the wounds of others for the same reason. Their wounds remind us of our complicity in the violence against our own body. And again, we feel shamed. Lament is powerful because lament is about showing the wounds. Lament is crying into someone's arms. Lament is screaming because you don't even have the words to say. Lament is protest and chanting in the streets. White culture and white supremacy are especially uncomfortable with lament. We try to control it or suppress it, especially when it convicts us of our complicity in the wounding of our siblings of color. But ignoring wounds, silencing lament, doesn't make the wound go away. Lament is important because it reminds us to pay attention. In order to heal our wounds, in order to heal the wounds in this body of Christ, in order to be whole and well, in order to be one united body, we have to take the first step of seeing the wounds, of recognizing them, of noticing them, of holding space for them. Lament is an expression of that. It's raw and uncontained and unedited. It can't be controlled. And that can make lament very scary. It can be scary when we lament to be vulnerable enough to be open with our pain. It can be overwhelming when others lament to gaze upon the pain of others. God, give us the courage to lament. Grant us the courage also to receive tenderly the lament of others. May we hold each other's wounded parts so gently and move forward together as one body toward healing. Amen.
Thanks for listening to Be Still and Go, Meditations for the Movement. This episode was written and recorded by Reverend L. Dowd. L. is a graduate of Lutheran School of Theology in Chicago and a current PhD student at Chicago Theological Seminary, and they're also the campus pastor at South Loop Campus Ministry. And if that wasn't enough, last year, 2021, Elle published a book called Baptized in Tear Gas about their conversion from a white moderate to an abolitionist. You can find the book online or wherever you find books, I hope. If you can't find it wherever you find books, you should tell them you want this book, and then they'll probably order it for you. Or just go to Elle's website, elledowd.com, and you can find everything you need about Elle's book and how to find Elle all over the internet. Speaking of finding things on the internet, you can find more episodes of this show, Be Still and Go, on our website at trcnyc.org/bestillandgo, or by searching for Be Still and Go wherever you listen to podcasts. We've got a whole lot more incredible reflections still to come this season, and I can't wait for you to hear every single one. We'll talk with you again soon.